Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2556. What is an index fund? By Andrew of dollarafterdollar.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. This is the show where I serenade you with the sweet sounds of personal finance from some of the best blogs on the planet, with the author's permission, of course. So with that, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. What is an index fund? By Andrew of dollarafterdollar.com. Index funds are mutual funds that come with a portfolio designed to track or match a financial index. Index mutual funds provide lower risk due to diversification, low costs. Many charge less than 0.05% compared to 1% charged by actively managed mutual funds, and broader market exposure through diversification. It doesn't matter what state the market is in, the funds will follow the benchmark set by the index. An index fund is usually considered to be the ideal portfolio holding for retirement accounts, like a 401k or IRA. Even billionaires like Warren Buffett have recommended index funds as the best way to save for retirement. Instead of buying individual stocks, you can buy every company in the S&P 500 through the low cost of an index fund. How do index funds work? Index funds are part of a passive fund management design. They mirror an index. The fund manager will build the portfolio around the holdings that are similar to securities from any index instead of choosing to invest based on market timings and stock pricing. The basic idea behind an index fund is that by matching the index profile, you will match its performance too. Index funds have been created for every financial market. The most popular index funds in the US include S&P 500, 500 of the largest companies in the US, Russell 2000 includes small cap companies, Wilshire 5000 Total Market Index, the largest equities index in the US, Total Stock Market Funds, Total International Stock Market Funds, Emerging Market Index Funds, and Total Bond Market Index Funds. If you choose the DGIA, for example, you'll be investing in all the 30 publicly owned large cap companies that are part of the index. Index fund portfolios only change significantly when the benchmark index experiences change. For example, the fund follows a weighted index. The portfolio managers may frequently rebalance the securities percentages to make sure that they reflect the weight on the benchmark index. Things to note. An actively managed fund has higher fees, usually around 1%, than index funds. Index funds are great for anyone who wants to invest passively. Index funds are portfolios of bonds or stocks that mirror the performance and composition of the financial market index. And index funds are based on the return and risk of the market, since the market can outperform individual investments in the long term. actively managed funds versus index funds. While investing in index funds is known as passive investing, active investment is realized through actively managed funds. They're based on market timing and security picking. Lower costs. The advantage of index funds is that they have a lower expense ratio. Actively managed funds require an expense ratio that's based on accounting fees, taxes, transaction fees, and salaries for managers and advisors. Index fund managers can work without research analysts and advisors since they only need to match the fund to the index. They don't need a whole team to select stocks and process it. Index fund managers also trade stocks and holdings less frequently, which results in lower costs for commissions and transaction fees. On the other hand, actively managed funds require more transactions and staff, which can increase the cost. The extra cost can reflect on the expense ratio by the fund that is passed on to the investor. This is why you'll be able to find index fund management costs around 0.2% or less, with many offering 0.05%. Actively managed funds have a typical ratio of 1 to 2.5%. The expense ratio can impact the performance of the fund. This may not seem like a lot, but it can affect your returns by thousands of dollars over a decade. Pros of index funds: ultimate diversification, low expense ratio, a stronger long-term return, and they're ideal for buy and hold passive investors. Cons of index funds: market crash or swing vulnerability, low flexibility, no human elements, and limited gains. Do index funds have better returns? The lower expense does lead to better performance. Experts have found that passive funds outperform most actively managed funds. Most mutual funds have failed to beat broad indexes. However, passively managed funds don't aim to beat the market. The strategy is focused on the return and risk of the market. Hence, the market will always win. Passive fund management tends to lead to better performance in the long term. In shorter timelines, actively managed funds can do better. In the long term, only great actively managed funds yield great responses. Here is the biggest stat in favor of index funds. Only 13% of around 8,000 mutual funds are able to achieve outperforming the market index. History of index funds. Index funds have been part of the financial industry since the 1970s. Passive investing grew in popularity due to the appeal of low costs. In the 2010s, the bull market's long run made index funding soar. In 2018, $458 billion was poured into index funds by investors from all types of asset classes. In the same time frame, $103 billion in outflow was experienced by the actively managed funds. The fund that made index funds popular was designed by John Bogle, a Vanguard chairman, in 1976. It still remains one of the best in terms of low cost and long-term performance. The Vanguard 500 index fund still stands with the S&P 500 in performance and composition. Conclusion. The index fund is a great investment plan for the long term. Since you just need to match the market index with your portfolio, you don't need to employ a lot of financial tact or knowledge. This can be a great way for beginners to get into the investment scene. However, you should still plan to do ample research before choosing an investment plan. You just listened to the post titled, "What is an Index Fund?" by Andrew of dollarafterdollar.com. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been listening for a while, you already know that I'm a huge fan of index funds. Another benefit I wanted to point out is that index funds are self-cleansing. Unlike actively managed portfolios, where investment managers make subjective decisions about which stocks to buy or sell, index funds operate on a rules-based methodology. The process of delisting underperforming stocks and replacing them with better performing ones is automatic and inherent in the design of the index. This ensures that the index fund continually reflects the evolving landscape of the market. Underperforming or declining stocks are naturally phased out, making way for those with stronger growth potential. This self-cleansing benefit becomes more apparent over the long term, and we're all investing for the long term, right? As market dynamics change, the index fund adapts by holding companies that demonstrate resilience and upward momentum. This inherent rebalancing eliminates the need for constant scrutiny and decision-making on the part of us investors, allowing for a more hands-off and less time-consuming approach to wealth management. I personally invest in total market index funds, meaning that rather than picking stocks, I just buy all of them. That brings us to the end for today, though. Thanks so much for listening all the way through, and I'll catch you tomorrow on our next episode, where your optimal life awaits.